We're now completing Mishnah Perek Vav in Shema Yisum Perek Vav of Erechin. Mishnah is Dalad, Mishnah is Dalad and Hey. Mishnah Dalad is a continuation of Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Gimel says that, gives an example, if he was a Chorosh, in the case of what we leave to a person when we take away his money because he can't pay, and he has to pay his debts to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Gizbar. So Chorosh, a carpenter, knows the Mishnei Matzadim Ushtei Megeros. We leave him two planes and two saws. So Mishnah Dal is a continuation of this. Instead of having two planes and two saws, Mishnah says, "Hoye min echad meruba umin echad muat." He had a lot of one and a little of other. In other words, instead of having two planes and two saws, he had three planes and one saw. So the assumption here is that if he has three planes and one saw, that's not bad for him, because he can always, if he needs an extra saw, a backup saw, he has a third plane to lend out, and people will lend to him. He'll lend to people. It's reciprocal. But if he doesn't have an additional third plane, he's not going to be able to borrow, because people won't lend him that readily. So the Mishnah says, "Ein omrim lo limkor min amruba." He has now three planes and two saws. We don't tell him, sell one of the planes, velikach min amuat, and buy an extra saw. Rather, el nosim lo shnei minim min hamaruba. We don't give him that benefit. We leave him his two planes, and v'chol sheyesh lo min amuat, and we take and we leave him the one saw. So he's left, after the payments are arranged, he's left with two planes and one saw. Then the Mishnah says, "A makdish nes nechasav malim lo estfilav." So the Rambam explains, a person is makdish all his property, his tefillin a part of the property also, so we take away his tefillin from him too, even his tefillin. Rashi is a little concerned about, you know, he has to wear tefillin, so he says, "Malin, we have to immediately appraise the tefillin and know exactly what they cost. We can port it, he can redeem it back from Hekdesh, and he borrows Velova Hamos from somebody, V'yitem Mishfilom LeHekdesh, and he gives for his tefillin to get them back as quickly as possible. He gives to Hekdesh, and those are the two simplest approaches to what it means. Malin lo tefillin. He does have to give his tefillin to the Beis Hamikdash. But Rashi is concerned that the word malin means we appraise immediately the tefillin, so we can borrow and be poda, he can redeem the tefillin from Hekdesh. Mishnah Ches. Echad makdish es nechasov, v'echad marich es atzmo, ein lo lobiksus ishto v'lobiksus bonov. This is, in a way, is also a continuation of the first part of Mishnah Gimel. In Mishnah Gimel, it says that we leave for a person, we give him enough money to buy food for 30 days, enough money to buy clothing for a year, and to have also a bed that's arranged with proper adornment, and sandals and tefillin. But we say, in terms of that money that we leave over for him, we don't take into account the needs of his wife and his children. That he doesn't get. But this Mishnah does explain that they do have certain protection. So whether a person is makdish all his property, v'yechad marich his atzmo, or he's marich himself or marich somebody else, and he can't pay, ein lo biksus ishtov, lo biksus banov. He doesn't have any rights to take, in other words, to give to the Beis HaMikdash, the garments of his wife, even though we don't always say that the property of a wife belongs to the husband. When a man gives his wife garments, it's for her benefit. It's as if he's saying, I don't have any share in these things. So ein lo biksus ishto v'lo biksus banav. He can't give away, he's not makdish the garments of his wife nor the garments of his children. V'lo b'tseve shetzevon lishman. Some learn b'tseve shetzevon lishman means colored garments that he dyed for their sake. And some ask on this, and say rather instead that it actually refers to the dye that he bought for their sake to cover their garments. That dye they get to keep, so they have something to sell also. And again, also not new sandals, they haven't worn it yet, but he bought it for them and it's theirs. He doesn't have any claim on it. It's theirs, he bought it for them. The Afalpi Shaamru Avodim Nimkorim Biksusim Lishvach. In terms of appraisal, we say that an Eved is purchased with his garments which appreciate the price. Sheim Tilokech Loksus Bishloshim Dinar. If an Eved wears a garment, a servant wears a garment when he's being sold that cost $300, he's wearing a really nice suit, the Brooks Brothers suit or whatever, I don't want to make advertisements, that the valuation of the Eved goes up to by $1,000. It increases his value incredibly. But nevertheless, here in terms of paying hektish, we don't wait till we can get a suit for the Eved and increase his value so that more of his obligation is taken away. Wow. But rather, v'chein pora, and we don't wait. V'chein pora im mamtinim oso li'itlis. If we were sell a cow or an ox, and we would wait till we got to the marketplace, to the abattoir, and the like, mishabechesim, the value of the animal goes up, because in the marketplace by the abattoir, there are people with cash on hand ready to buy, and as a result, it'll go for a higher price, and he can pay more of his debt off, more of his erich, or more of his hektish off. V'chein margalis im malinoso lukrach, or a pearl, if they brought it to a city as opposed to a small town, there are more sophisticated dealers around and richer people around, and he can get more for it. So v'chein margalis a pearl mashbachasi, if he brings it to a big city. But in the hektish, in terms of paying off hektish, we don't take this into account. In terms of Eric, and it's for his benefit, so that he can get more money and pay off his Eric, because we're taking away his property. In terms of Hektish, all the property belongs to Hektish. So perhaps, you know, you might want to let the ox, it's for Hektish's advantage, let the ox be sold at the abattoir, and Hektish will make more money out of it. It'll be higher value. Or let the, it's still Hektish's property. Or the pearl be brought to a big city and be sold there, because it'll cost, Hektish will get more money. But that's not the din. Hektish el makomo v'shaito. Hektish is based, when he's makdish it, and what Hektish gets is based upon the place that he was makdish it, and at the time that he was makdish it. We don't wait for a future time where price might appreciate.